Iraq remains draped in violence as a new year rises. Cheaper by the dozen takes on a new meaning in India. And coffee is saving lives in multiple ways. Learn the wheres and the hows on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Threats of violence are still hanging over Iraq's believers now a couple days into 2014. They're punctuated by a Christmas Day bombing and several nonspecific Facebook threats. Open Doors' David Curry calls it like it is.
This is a giant spiritual struggle here. We need to be praying for these believers. We need to be supporting them. I would be thrilled if Christians in the West knew what was happening and cared on a deep enough level to pray every day for believers throughout the season.
Iraq is in danger of losing even its remnant church, as even stalwart believers want to leave. Curry insists there's still a thread of hope, and that thread is what's keeping breath in the church.
People are sharing their faith. We are seeing people be open to the faith. That's happening at the same time that there's a mass exodus.
We've got ways to take action at our website. In the meantime,
we need to pray for the spiritual part of this, that we lift them up, that we ask God to protect them.
Meanwhile, the streets of Kiev, Ukraine, were packed with hundreds of thousands of people again today, in part because of New Year celebrations, in part because of the Euromaidan protests. Now, in their second month, protesters demand the government's resignation. A few weeks ago, Russian ministries appealed to you for funding for Gospels of John to distribute to protesters. Sergei Rakuba gives us an update.
We're so grateful for the listeners that contributed generously to provide 100,000 copies of Gospel of John in Ukrainian language that we printed specifically to distribute among protesters.
This past week, thousands of copies were handed out. Rakuba says the reports are simply amazing.
They've been seeing, you know, that dozens and dozens of people were confessing their acceptance of Jesus Christ as their personal Savior when they were talking to them right there in Maidan Square.
Rakuba continues to pray for a national revival. Join him as Gospels of John are being distributed all over the country. This is Mission Network News. Home expansion might top the New Year's resolution list for some, but for the India Field Director of Far Corners Missions, it's more than a desire. Expansion is a necessity. Far Corners' Gary Bishop explains.
They now have 39 children, besides their own children, living in their home. They're obviously bursting out at the seams.
Far Corners is building an orphanage near the director's home. When finished, it'll house up to 250 orphans.
We hope many people will see this as a great opportunity to care for precious children. For $25, they can buy a door. For $1,000, they can build an entire room.
We'll connect you at our website, Pray for Gospel Opportunities.
Most of these children come out of Hindu families, and it's our chance to be a witness to the people of the villages where they come from that the love of Jesus comes through Far Corners Missions.
Meanwhile, young women in Nigeria are sexually assaulted. It's a way of life for some. In many low-income communities, young girls are at risk of abuse and oppression. World Renew, in partnership with the Beacon of Hope Initiative, is implementing a 4-year project aimed at improving adolescent health and promoting gender justice. Peer education is a critical part of the process. Pray God will use this program to not only protect these girls and help them heal physically, but also spiritually. And did you know that coffee can save someone's life? In Ethiopia, coffee's been a lifesaver for many. Food for the Hungry sent teams to teach villagers how to grow crops. Being able to harvest and sell coffee gives families an income and a tasty drink to share. Because of coffee, village communities are growing closer together. Pray that many lives will be impacted for Christ. Pray the harvest of coffee continues to change lives. You can find the full story at our new website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now receive our new daily e-news blast at your personal email address, and it's absolutely free. It features pictures and links to expanded news coverage and more. Go to our new website to sign up. It's under the news section at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.